Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got the guys from the Motorhome Diaries with us. Just kind of give us an update, because it's been a while since we've had them on the show. They are traveling around the country in their motorhome. Marv and Jason, Pete, and Adam are with us here tonight. MotorhomeDiaries.com. Are you guys still with us?
Yes, we are.
What does Marv stand for?
It's the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Now, you guys were pulled over down in Jones County. I mean, you've been going around the country. People can go to MotorhomeDiaries.com, and they can see the videos from your travels so far. You've been going pretty much straight from March, just all over the place, meeting all kinds of interesting people. But you had an unfortunate encounter where some people you'd rather not have met decided to pull you over in Jones County, Mississippi, and subsequently throw you in a jail cell. Now, I just wanted to have you guys on to pump you up, but Mark decided to go on the warpath here tonight.
I told him I hope they win. I want them to win. I just got some questions about some parallels with beliefs here.
Sure, and they were fair questions, and you guys are good sports. So I figured since the Pandora's box has been opened, I figure we'll take it to the next level here, guys, if you don't mind a little bit. And I think that, honestly, I think Mark's got you on this one, but not for the reasons why Mark was necessary. Pointing out, I think that Mark's point about voting is that, Mark, tell me if I'm recapping you incorrectly here. You generally don't believe that there's any point at the federal level, right, Mark?
I think that voting is statistically insignificant at the higher the level it goes.
But at a local level, there is a chance that one vote could swing. You always give the example of this fire truck thing that actually passed by one vote that
in
otherwise
the town that I live in, right,
would have, the taxpayers wouldn't have had to pay the $150,000.
Jason heard all about it at a bar in New Hampshire.
I understand you guys had this out. but so you made I think that's a persuasive point that one vote in that particular case could have made the difference. And I've always supported the idea that voting on a defensive basis to try to minimize damage is an appropriate way to be voting. I don't support voting for the lesser of two evils because I won't vote for evil. I wouldn't vote for somebody unless they actually had principles and swore that they would uphold their principles, like, you know, with the small government pledge or something like that. So I think there's something to be said for the defensive voting thing. And I think that's all you guys did down in Jones County was you took you essentially acted in a defensive manner to reduce damage by getting out of jail and bailing yourselves out. And I think it was the right thing to do in that situation. You had Marv that had been confiscated by the police. They, of course, when they confiscate cars, they put them in some tow yard somewhere and start charging you on a daily basis for however long it's there. So, you know, you guys were in a jail cell. You certainly can't get Marv out of the tow yard. I suppose somebody could have come down and gotten him out while you were in jail. But, you know, if you wanted to keep money out of the hands of the system, you could have just sat in jail for a while, but you wanted to minimize the damage that was being done to you, so you accepted the contributions from the activists, bailed yourselves out. Now you're going down in the hopes that you'll be able to use the system again, hoping that the system will defeat it. You know, you'll win in their court with their judge in their system.
It could happen.
And that you'll get the money back. So what I'm pointing out here, the parallel I'm drawing is voting can be a defensive action. And what you guys did was a defensive damage minimalization action. And I think it's all okay in the wash. I really do. Your thoughts?
I happen to agree with you. Like I said before, you know, this is Adam, by the way. We had no choice kind of in the matter. And due to the society we have with people the same mind frame as Mark, this is probably the most peaceful way of us being able to change the system in this certain topic.
So what else is going on with Motorhome Diaries? You guys are getting ready for the trial next week. Obviously, coverage is going to be happening at MotorhomeDiaries.com. And right. If you're found guilty, they keep the money. If you're not guilty, then they supposedly give the money back. Is that right?
Well, yeah. If we're found guilty, there's an appeal process. You know, whatever the end result is, I'm pretty sure we're going to come out on top. And you guys are going to, you know, we're going to cause some people to think about the situation that happened and then the larger role of government or self-government. But, you know, in terms of other things that's going on, you know, you mentioned how long we've been on the road, and we have been on the road for a little while now, and we've logged about 15,000 miles. And so it's a good transition to mention next week we're going to announce like a tire fundraiser. We need a couple new tires, and the couple that we have are cracking, and we just, you know, we want to keep going. So now, yeah, we're looking for that. And we also got our first batch of Motorhome Diaries T-shirts from our buddy Zach Fix, the old pod crasher over at the now-defunct anti-statist bureau crash. But he got set up with a printing operation, and we're the fortunate to have the first batch of shirts to run off of that.
Cool.
So we're gonna be selling those at meetups that we go to hopefully generate some revenue as well.
Great idea. Mark, did you have a question?
I was wanting to know the tires. How much do they cost for the motorhome? Because I
probably expensive. You know,
tires have. I used to think the tires were $30, and apparently I'm completely wrong. I went to buy them for my cheap little car, and they were $50 a piece. I can only imagine what they are for a motorhome that size. What is it per tire? How many do you need?
We need two right now. The two outer ones on the rear of the motorhome are cracking and have lost their thread. So therefore, we're trying to figure out options of new use, and that's anywhere between $200 and $300 with a possible labor fee.
Wait, so $200 each?
Yes, each.
Yeah, Jason and I, when we first got Marv, we were both still getting used to the width of Marv, and so when we were up in Keene the first time after we hit the road, I mean, we kissed a curb. You know, one time, and when he got a flat tire, and you know, so that one we paid out of pocket because it was our fault. This one, you know, we're hoping folks like what we're doing, and they're going to help us to keep going on the road and hopefully prevent like a serious accident or something. But we'll see what happens.
So do you consider it somehow improprietous to take money out of the gas tank fund and pay for tires, or there isn't enough money in the gas tank fund to pay for the tires and keep the gas tank full, or what's going on there?
That's a good question. It takes about $150 to fill up our gas tank, and that'll put us like 400 or so miles. But we usually sit out about $300 in our PayPal account, which is good for a couple of tanks of gas. We did, when we were in New York just over a month ago, we did get pretty low. We did get under $100, and we did a special pitch on a Thank You Thursday, and we had some more dollars come in, which really helped save us. And a gentleman at the fee conference we were at gave us some money there, which really helped us keep moving. But you know, if we don't have any money, you know, we'll probably slow our route down a little bit. But we're hoping that the money continues to kind of come in, you know, for gas donations. And this is something special that, you know, a special request sort of. So we'll see what happens.
So does it go to the same fund? I guess my question is that people are listening right now, and they may think to themselves, I'd like to help with the tires, but the tire, you know, it's they're not quite kicking off the tire fund thing. And people forget. So I'm just wondering to, out loud.
Well, if they went tonight, could
right,
they
should they just go ahead and put money in the tank fund, and that will be then be applied to the tires?
You could write a note, right? Couldn't they write a little note with the PayPal payment that says, for the tires?
Exactly. You can leave a comment, say, for the tires, but we're planning on doing this from next Wednesday to, like, Friday or Saturday. We figure we'll have more traffic on our site at that time due to the Jones County trial.
Oh, yeah,
and then come Friday, that's payday, so some folks may have a little bit extra money.
But if Free Talk Live listeners tonight want to go to motorhomediaries.com, use your donate link, and send you some money and indicate it's for the tires, that's okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, you know, whether it's for the tires or for the gas tank, these guys are doing a great job. They're doing some amazing stuff for the freedom movement by just bringing people together. And importantly, you know, from what we're doing, they're getting media coverage, and they're driving around in Marv, which if you go to their website, you can see is plastered with logos of, Free Talk Live and the Free State Project and FreeKeen.com, as well as a number of other liberty-oriented groups. I think the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, they have a logo there. And so you guys are not only getting the word out about freedom in general and just doing outreach, bringing people together, but you're also helping promote the move to New Hampshire at the same time, which, you know, you've been encountering a lot of people, and are you hearing good things about what's happening in New Hampshire?
Oh, we definitely are. There's a lot of folks we meet that we say, oh, have you heard of the Free State Project? And, you know, a lot of people have, and a lot of people are Free Talk Live listeners that we come across. So, again, you know, thank you guys for being such a great medium and turning people on. We're just one of the facets in this broad freedom movement, and we're just still very fortunate to be in this role.
All right. Will you check in with us again during the trial next week?
We'd be happy to. Yeah, thanks so much for having us on tonight.
Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work out there. MotorhomeDiaries.com. Jason, Pete, and Adam on the road for your freedom. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. You've had people waiting very patiently through those special callers there. And, well, more special people, you, are on the way. Whatever you want to call about goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. I think we have a New Hampshire law enforcement officer on the line. Perhaps a member of LEAP coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. You can see them for yourself, and if you are a lady listener, you can become a part of the Shrine. Oh, also, we're accepting video validation. You can get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, is this Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition?
You know it.
Hey, Brad, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, gentlemen, I was thinking, and I wanted to tell a story. And to start off, I would just like to say that I am an active-duty New Hampshire law enforcement officer. I have sworn an oath to the Constitution. And everything I'm about to say is my personal opinion.
Okay.
About 9 years ago, I went to the New Hampshire Police Academy, and it was about 12 weeks long then. And as I marched through the halls, they made us square our corners. We couldn't talk. It was very militaristic. As we marched through the halls, there hung on one of the walls what's called the Law Enforcement Officer's Code of Ethics. Now, this Code of Ethics is known nationwide. It's used by a lot of federal law enforcement agencies, local, state, county. And it's very revered amongst my profession. In fact, I believe it's part of the agency where I work. I believe it's in the very first pages of our policy manual. And with your permission, Ian, I would just like to read the first paragraph.
Sure.
As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder.
Well, that's not going to go real well.
And to respect the constitutional rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice.
Now, do you actually swear an oath to that?
No, you don't swear an oath to that. But I was just calling to give my personal opinion that that's a boatload of F.
Mm. Yeah, it's a rhetorical paragraph as opposed to a practical
it
one.
It sounds lovely, though. It really sounds
nice.
Wonderful.
It's a nice
it
idea.
Does, it sounds great. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this lately. And it's basically, to me, right now, you know, looking back on over 10 years working here in the state in law enforcement, it basically is a clever PR trick used for new police recruits, used for the public. Because what we do, in large part, infringes on people's liberty. There's a lot of good that law enforcement does in the sense of investigating crimes with victims, preventing crimes from happening. But how do you respect someone's liberty if you put them in jail for possessing a plant? How do you respect
two don't go together?
How do you respect someone's liberty if you have the option of putting them in handcuffs for pouring water into a milk container? How can you, you know, if we were to really respect people's liberty per our code of ethics, we would be protecting the people from the elected representatives who want to tell them how to run their lives.
Yeah, you'd be arresting judges who were, hurting peaceful people. You'd be doing all kinds of things to actually protect, but in point of fact, what you're saying is in your 10 years of being a law enforcement officer, you've seen, some protecting going on, but a whole lot of infringing.
Yeah, I mean, how does it help somebody if you arrest, if they're 16 years old and you arrest them for having a piece of vegetation? I mean, seriously, it hurts them. And it does nothing to protect their liberty at all. And, you know, I've been reading this code of ethics, and I've been really rethinking my career choice as of lately. And this really bothers me because, you know, this is such a revered work of text that, you know, all new police recruits are, you know, are read this in their police academy manuals, and they tell themselves, we respect the rights of all men to liberty, equality, and justice. And then you catch somebody with a drug that is far less dangerous than alcohol, and we put them in jail for it. And, you know, I just use the marijuana thing as an example because the drug policy thing is very near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
But I think it's such a perfect example because it shows the absolute insanity of the lengths that the government will go to screw with people who haven't done anything to hurt anybody else, or even themselves for that matter.
1.5 million arrests is, I believe, the most recent figure that I've seen in America for mostly drug possession. Not just marijuana. Marijuana accounts for, I think, over 800,000 of those 1.5 million, but other drug arrests, just all of those folks, you know, most of them hadn't hurt anybody else or damaged any property, but they were subjected to essentially what is kidnapping. Kidnapping and imprisonment against their will by these men wearing badges and uniforms and calling themselves the police and calling themselves our protectors. Please, I don't want your protection in that way. I don't want these services. And I can't just say, oh, no, thank you, officer. I appreciate the offer to arrest me tonight for this bag of marijuana.
Not an offer.
But no, you know, I don't have that option.
Here's the problem. If any law enforcement officer were to abide by that code of ethics, they would be fired.
Yeah.
I bet you $1 million.
I don't see how they couldn't be. They wouldn't make it through their probationary period, let alone be able to tenured officer.
You're absolutely
correct. You say that nobody's harmed when somebody goes out and buys marijuana, but isn't it true that the money for that marijuana goes to fund Al-Qaeda in Iraq?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda is more funded by opium. However, there's a very simple solution to the question of how these things are funding criminal enterprise, and that's to legalize the drug market. Now, I know where you gentlemen and I would probably disagree is that I believe there should be some level of regulation from the government. But then again, I mean, I realize my position is flawed because New Hampshire's regulation of liquor is just absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
oh my gosh.
New Hampshire is one of, I believe, 18 states that directly controls the sale of liquor. And you know, it's so hypocritical because you know, we don't want you to drink and drive, but you know, stop north or southbound, buy it from us, and we'll let you buy nips right at the door. And we need to sell more booze in order to pay for our government. You know, drink.
Oh, when you say north or southbound, you kind of glossed over what that means.
Here in New Hampshire, to purchase quote unquote hard liquor, you can only purchase it from a state liquor store. You can buy beer and wine from grocery stores,
but many of the state liquor stores are actually on the side of the state roads or the interstates here in New Hampshire.
People drink beer and wine, not liquor, son.
Brad, do you have more time? I want to continue this.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
Bring Brad Jardis back from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include things like the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com is the site to go to. Wiki.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive and edit virtually anything you see. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Plus, you'll get to meet great people that aren't necessarily free staters, like Brad Jardis, who is with us. And he is from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He's been a patrol officer now for about 10 years of his life up here in New Hampshire. And Brad, you carry, I think you're the only Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member who's an active on-duty patrol officer within the United States. You told me before that there's a guy up in Canada now that's joined up, which is great news. But are there any others, or is it still just you?
I think there's some others, although I believe I'm definitely the only rank-and-file one in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I've heard rumor that there is a sergeant somewhere in New Hampshire that is a member of LEAP. And certainly our two county jail superintendents, very good guys that are members. But, I mean, certainly the numbers are low, and, you know, there's a very good reason for that, and that is if you join Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and you speak out, and you are an active duty police officer, you're going to be retaliated against.
You basically get on the blacklist, essentially.
Absolutely.
You get retaliation, I don't know what you can tell us as far as what the retaliation has been. Is there anything that you can share?
I can't get into it right now because it is a legal issue, but certainly I have a feeling that it ultimately will end up very public, and certainly I have spoken with Sam, and I'm very interested in having the Obscure Truth Network make a documentary about it, and speaking out is something that everyone should have the right to do. And well, you have the right to do it. If you're a law enforcement officer and you can hear my voice right now, believe me, you're gonna get some sort of repercussion for simply going out and speaking what you believe the truth to be. So it's no wonder that there's very few of me in LEAP.
Yeah, speaking out's okay. It's when you dissent from the status quo and the good old boys network seems to come out.
Line.
Well, even speaking out's going to get you some trouble.
The Brotherhood, as it is called. But I think that Brad, and I'm glad that Obscured Truth, which is Sam's organization, by the way, you can go to obscuredtruth.com to see some of his video work. But I'm glad that that's going to happen because you deserve the attention. You deserve to have something really nice produced about the activity that you've done or the travails that you have faced, because it hasn't been an easy road being essentially the trailblazer in the world of an active duty law enforcement officer coming out against the war on drugs. Most of the guys in law enforcement against prohibition, and I like these guys. I mean, they're good guys who've, they did the wrong thing in the past, and now they're making amends, and they're trying to do what they can to make things right. They spent their careers in many cases locking people up for these peaceful acts that haven't harmed anybody, and now they're trying to make good. But most of these guys are retired. They got out of the game, and then they formed law enforcement against prohibition. So you really are a unique character within the organization, and as I say, that the trailblazer. So you've put up with a lot of crap, and you deserve to be. You deserve to have some attention drawn to what you've done. And if anything else, it'll encourage other law enforcement officers to say, hey, this trail's already been blazed. It won't be as hard for you. It's not going to be easy because it's still a relatively new idea, you guys coming out against the status quo of the war on drugs. But I hope that what you're doing, Brad, will encourage some of your brothers, if you will, to follow in your footsteps.
Well, thank you, Ian, for your very high praise. And I will say that I feel that as an individual, I've progressed from being simply just against the war on drugs to being against a lot of the things that modern day policing does that I believe is very immoral. And I will say that members of the Free State Project, such as yourself, Mark, Sam, a gentleman named Brian Travis, you guys have been far more supportive of me than any quote-unquote brother officer ever has been. And this is
Bradley.
Before
you go on, I'd like to make a point here. Now, you've had a little bit of trouble here and there from some Free Staters, making some threats against you—not physical ones, but sort of against your freedom. Talking about planting drugs in your car and things like that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they've said things like that. Now, I'm just wondering, those guys, they didn't convince you to come over further to the side of liberty. It was the people that were talking nice to you and treated you with respect.
Well, my attention was drawn today to a comment that a gentleman made. Someone said, where's Brad been? We haven't seen him around. And someone from, I believe, the Grafton area wrote, good thing, glad he's not around. And, I respect everyone's opinion. And, someone, a friend of mine just pointed out to me that someone in your chat room called me a hypocrite. And I guess that's fair to say. I mean, I have done my share of my job that I've come to speak out against, and saying one thing, saying you're against something and doing another, and then doing it certainly could be classified as a hypocrite. But let me say this about that. Law enforcement officers are entitled to use discretion, and I use the best discretion that I can within the bounds of within the bounds of my job to try to make a difference and to try to do my job the most professional way that I can. So, you know, think about that. And
you probably use more discretion now than you did 10 years ago, too, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. You see, the police academy churns out new police recruits that think everyone's going to sue them, that everyone's going to kill them, and that, you know, every single thing is arrest-worthy. And that's just how the training works. I mean, they show you all these videos of police officers getting killed, which are tragic, and then you wonder why a law enforcement officer returns to their small community and pulls over grandma and then is walking up to the car with black gloves on with his hand on his gun.
Or the
and
taser,
It has a lot to do with the training. And, you know, I don't doubt that there's a lot of people in my current profession that are absolutely disgusted with some of the things that I'm saying. And, you know, I've read a comment on the Union Leader where a Portsmouth, New Hampshire police officer wrote, I'm embarrassed to work in the same county as him. You know, and this is all for speaking my mind. And, you know, people of the mindset, you know, I'm embarrassed, you know, war on drugs is good. These are the people that very frequently tote the line, people have fought and died for your freedoms. Well, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, all I'm doing is speaking, talking, dissenting, you know, and all these people want to attack me for it. You know, I mean, how hypocritical is that?
It's tough being Brad Jardis because, as you're pointing out, Mark, there are certain people within the Liberty Movement that are very intolerant toward Brad. And I think that Brad's progress in understanding liberty and accepting and embracing liberty and moving forward with that is a real testament to how powerful it can be for those who believe in liberty to be understanding, to be right. Forgiving, to be loving toward those who would otherwise be capturing them and putting them in jail cells. And I think there's really something to be said for opening our arms and saying, look, we know you've done wrong, but it's okay. We forgive you. Let's move on from here and do right. And
we can educate other people in the policing profession, and we can show them how, you know, that just because something is written down and just because your bosses tell you to do something, it doesn't make it right.
Brad, thanks so much for dialing in tonight. I know we'll be hearing from you again in the future. I thank you for the call. We're on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we just got off the phone with Brad Jardis, and we'll continue taking your calls here in a moment, but I want to just comment a little further. Bradley Jardis, he is one of the few and the proud law enforcement against prohibition members. And you can go, by the way, to leap.cc. We didn't put a plug in for their website. LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Leap.cc is their site. And it's a great site. If you know someone who's a law enforcement officer or formerly was a law enforcement officer, and they're even somewhat amicable towards the idea of ending the war on drugs or decriminalization, legalization, send them to this website. Even if they aren't amicable toward the ideas, they've got a very persuasive video presentations and things like that that can hopefully bring more law enforcement officers on board with this great group of mostly former cops. Hopefully we'll be able to get some more guys like Brad on board who aren't afraid of the repercussions of coming out against the status quo. But I have to say that I think that Brad Jardis is one of the best activists in New Hampshire, and he's not a Free State Project member. He's done more, I think, that for freedom than a lot of people, and I think that some of the, for lack of a better term, purists, detractors out there, because I don't know how pure they all are, but Brad's detractors, it's just not fair what they say about him. Okay, yeah, he may not be a pure 100% voluntarist libertarian type, but sure.
Neither were those people when they started on the path to liberty.
Exactly. So that's why you have to be understanding and forgiving and caring towards people, not just Brad, but people that are much more tyrannical than Brad. Because if you don't do your best to embrace these people and show them that you're peaceful and that you're living what you want to see the world become, then they're just going to be turned off by you. If you're saying, "Oh, I don't want to talk to you because you're not as principled as me," then you're
usually
just a jerk.
It's really those they aren't saying they might be saying that that's the reason that they don't want to talk to somebody is because they're not as principled as they'd like them to be. However, really what the fact is they've talked to somebody and they haven't come around to their worldview as quickly as they would like, so they're going to cease talking to them. Like, you don't agree with me. I haven't been convincing enough to you. I'm not talking to you anymore. That is a the attitude of an immature person, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's some of it. I think also people look at, well, he's still arresting people for victimless crimes, or he's still doing this or that or whatever their issue is. But
and the guy who took his job wouldn't be?
Exactly. And to me, you know, if somebody is willing to even have conversations about liberty and really think about the ideas, that's something that I'm going to applaud, that I want to talk to them. Doesn't mean I'm going to spend 100% of my time, you know, dedicated on that person. I want to have the biggest impact wherever I can.
Absolutely. There's something to be said for if you don't feel like you're getting anywhere with somebody, sure, you don't want to throw away your time. But somebody like Brad, who's already a step in our direction,
yep,
working and being friendly, working with him, being friendly with him and understanding towards him. I mean, as he was saying, the people in his profession have been shunning him, and it's been the liberty activists, most of them are good folks, and they're, you know, they're very accepting toward Brad. It's been the liberty activists that have opened their arms and said, well, we think you're doing a great job, and thank you so much, and really appreciate you. Brad Jardis is my hero. I think he's the most courageous cop I've ever met. I mean, to have the courage to go up against the bureaucracy of the police, to go up against the Brotherhood and the Thin Blue Line, just by coming out and coming out against the war on drugs, that the repercussions for him have been tremendous. He's faced all kinds of harassment from within the ranks.
He's putting his livelihood on the line as well.
Yeah, so way to go, Brad Jardis. Go to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and learn more about this organization, because they're well worthwhile. And no, they're not a perfect 100% liberty-oriented group. I mean, LEAP supports regulation as opposed to the prohibition. It's not the ideal situation from my perspective, and I don't think from anyone's perspective on this show, but it's certainly a step in the right direction, and that's what we want people to do, is take steps, because you cannot leap into liberty. It's just, I don't think it's possible. It took me most of my entire adult life to get to where I am with my understanding of what all this is about. And it's not an overnight process. So let's be forgiving and understanding. People will excoriate me because I'll say things like, I forgive you, to the police officers that hurt people.
Right.
And, well, you know, why are you forgiving them? They haven't asked for forgiveness. They haven't done the right thing. You know, they've taken away somebody's freedom, and why are you forgiving them? Well, because why not? It's the right thing to do. What? Where am I going to get by being vitriolic towards them? Where am I going to get by being hateful and angry towards them? Because if I'm angry, I'm just going to hurt myself. My anger doesn't hurt you. If I'm angry at you, it doesn't hurt you.
Hate hurts the hater, not the hated.
It sure does. I mean, today, after your trial, Sam, which we haven't gotten into, maybe we'll get a chance in hour three, but after your trial wrapped up, Eli Rivera, the police sergeant who is also one of the prosecutors who has been instrumental in targeting certain liberty activists up here in New Hampshire, I walked up to him and said, hey, Eli, I'm from the brand new Keene Police Hugging Squad, and I want to offer you a hug. And I opened up my arms, and he gave me a hug. You know,
people are insane.
And he said no. He said something like no animosity, as I was indicating that
he doesn't want his car to blow up.
You know, whatever, Mark, whatever. That's my approach.
Cynical.
And that's my approach now, and I feel good about that. When I was attacked for having the couch out in the yard, and my tenants had a couch out in my yard at the duplex I own, and the government came after me, and I spent some time in jail for that. And when I got out, some people were suggesting, okay, here's what you can do to get back at the woman that, you know, snitched you out. Here's what you can do. And I looked at all that, and I said, no, I think I'd rather forgive her. And I wrote up a blog post about how I forgive her for what she did to me, for the things that were perpetrated upon me by her actions. She initiated this process. And I said, I forgive you. The title of the blog was I Forgive You. And some people are upset at me for that, but for me, that was the absolute right thing to do. Had I gone ahead with some of those people's suggestions and done who knows what to her property or whatever, you know, then that would have just continued the cycle. It would have continued the cycle of anger and
spite. It's certainly a tempting option. I get so frustrated and angry when I think about the intrusions of the state that, you know, and you realize how powerless you are against them. The only option is to choose to not be affected by it in the manner that they, you know, that getting so frustrated. I think that it really plays into their hands.
It's easy to act out and to be violent or aggressive with somebody.
It's reactionary is basically what it is.
It is, but and it's also, how can we as liberty act as voluntarists stand up and say, you know what, we can solve problems without violence, without the need for the state. We can do things on a voluntary basis through discussion and coming to greater understanding about issues and also ostracizing peaceful people in a peaceful manner. How can we stand up and say that and then hold this anger and hatred for the people that are choosing otherwise? And, you know, it just would not make any sense to respond in the same way that they're coming after us.
You have to be coming from a place that you want to go to.
Yeah, we have to be the example that right. we want to see in the world.
As Gandhi said, I'll rephrasing that. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Ryan is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind
first
tonight?
First of all, I just want to say my respect goes out to Brad for believing, for fighting for what he believes the truth is and standing up for it. But my question today for you guys is, what do you think the people acting as government get the authority to enforce their so-called laws on people against their consent, considering we are, after all, the government by the consent of the governed? And if Joe smoking weed on the corner doesn't want to consent to whatever laws they bring down on them, where do you think they get that authority?
From you.
From obedience.
From us?
Out of the barrel of a gun.
No, it comes from you. If it was just out of the barrel of a gun, Mark, you know, people wouldn't pay.
If it wasn't out of a barrel of a gun, then people wouldn't pay.
Right. But because people believe in this system, people believe that government's necessary, or maybe not government, but that we have to have some ultimate authority to solve all of our problems for us because we're not capable human beings and capable of doing that on our own, that, you know, they're willing to give their money. They may not like it. They may not agree with it. But deep down, they believe that it's necessary, that they have to, that that's why all of this exists.
So if you don't believe they have authority over you, they don't have authority over you.
No, well, they don't, but they'll still hurt you because a lot of other people do believe. So it's changing those beliefs that's a critical factor.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think we need to start rebutting the presumption that we agree with their rules and that we consent to whatever tyrannical.
I agree, I agree completely, and that's why I've proposed and others have talked about, and eventually probably will happen, you know, some sort of our own Declaration of Independence to basically say, oh, well, we have our own piece of paper, too. Ha-ha! Thanks for the call tonight. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. I think like a gathering like a Porcupine Freedom Festival would be a perfect place to have a mass signing of something like that. Hour three, come up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.